So that's what we're going to tackle after the break. But before I let you go, when I think of the future and I think of kind of where we're going with groundwater, I think acknowledging some of the work that's being supported by the Minnesota Groundwater Association Foundation is very important. And so I would like to have Kathy come up and share some of the work that's being done and award a scholarship, two scholarships, that's right, we have two scholarships to award for people who are taking us into the future and are going to tackle all these problems that we raise. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. All right. I want to first acknowledge the other members of the scholarship committee who helped review all the scholarships. That's Joy Lowry and Jim Lundy and Amanda Strummer. Thanks to all of them for the help with this. And before I talk about this year's winners, I want to point out that our first year scholarship winner is a student of Dr. Strock's, Bonnie Osk, and she was mentioned in his talk this morning on the research with the seawater intrusion. So it's great to hear some news about her. Obviously, things are going well, so that's great. This year, we had 13 applicants for our scholarship. We had people from Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and South Dakota, all very impressive applicants, and it was not easy to pick just one, so of course we picked two. The first person I'm going to introduce is Elizabeth Schlout. She earned her Bachelor of Science degree in Earth and Environmental Sciences from Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. Now she's working on two master's degree of science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, one degree in geoscience with a focus on hydrogeology, and her second in water resources management, where she wants to take a broader look at water resource issues. She's interested in bridging the gap between scientists and policymakers, and hopes eventually to do some kind of research, maybe with the USGS or a university partnership, as a hydrogeologist. I'm going to let her take a minute or two and talk about some of her research.
Just wanted to take a quick second and thank everyone who helped make the foundation possible. Again, as I'm sure many of you know, being a student, every little bit counts, and you spend a good portion of your time looking for that summer funding. So I greatly appreciate the effort and am very grateful for the scholarship. So my research is focusing on developing a groundwater flow model for trying to delineate contributing areas to these sloughs in Sauk County, Wisconsin. As is a common problem across the Midwest, these sloughs, or these small oxbow lakes, have become really eutrophied. And the model is supposed to help identify the hot spots of where this groundwater is coming from that's contributing to these sloughs. And then a second project I'm working on is dealing with developing best management practices for agricultural drainage ditches in Portage County, Wisconsin. So both areas have a strong connection to both agriculture and nutrient overloading. And it's going to be an exciting summer, and we'll see what comes of it.
And our second winner is an undergraduate student. She's working on a Bachelor of Science degree in geology at the University of Wisconsin in Eau Claire. She's going to be done in about a year. She would like to do eventually some work in probably contamination and remediation, brownfield work. She witnessed the redevelopment of downtown Eau Claire recently, and that was pretty inspiring to her. She's got an internship with Bayer Engineering this summer. She'd like to pursue eventually a master's in hydrogeology, and she's involved with a couple of research projects, and we'll let her talk to you about that.
So I'd like to reiterate what Elizabeth said. The support's really great. It's really helpful as a student. I'm involved in a couple of projects. Right now, I'm using GPR, ground penetrating radar, to do field scale characterization of agricultural soil. So we're using it to measure water content and then do hydraulic connectivity. So I got involved in that project this year, and I'm doing a lot of the verification work using the double ring infiltrometer, and we've had really good results with that. And I'll be presenting that at the North Central GSA meeting, so maybe I'll see some of you there in May. And then next year I'm getting involved in a project looking at the nanoparticles in the Eau Claire Municipal Water Supply to see what's there. So, yeah.
And now the fun part, thanks to all of you, we get to give them each a check for $1,000 to use towards tuition, research, whatever they have, whatever their needs are. So thanks.
Actually, I don't think I needed to whisper what I was saying to them. That's wonderful work that they're doing, and so I told them they have to come back and work for us in Minnesota. So I was kind of saying out there, applause for all of you, too. I think that the fact that we're able to give two scholarships is just phenomenal. And so the fact that we're able to keep this going is, I think, one of the really great things that our organization does. So thank you all.